Yesterday was the feast day of Saints Peter and Paul, and the church has today, June 30th, as the feast day of the first martyrs of the Church of Rome. As you know, Saints Peter and Paul did not die by themselves in the year 64 and 67 AD. Hundreds or even thousands of the early Christians were also put to death under the persecution of Nero. And it was in really July of the year 64 that a great fire broke out and devastated Rome. They say it began near the great circus called Circus Maximus, which was one of the big shopping districts of Rome. And this fire spread rapidly throughout Rome, and it lasted for 6 days. And at the end of it, there were two-thirds of Rome had been destroyed and were in smoldering ruins after this fire had eventually died down. Now, of course, the rumor was that the emperor himself, Nero, had started the fire. That was the rumor, and Nero became fearful that this might be believed. Maybe it was true, we don't know. So he decided to accuse the Christians of setting the fire because they were the most despised group in the city. They were considered revolutionaries by the Romans. And so Nero would round up the Christians and find barbaric ways to put them to death. And we have here a testimony of the Roman historian Tacitus. Tacitus wrote, "Nero provided his garden for the spectacle and exhibited displays in the circus, at which he mingled with the crowd. Despite their guilt as Christians, the victims were pitied, for it was felt that they were being sacrificed to one man's brutality rather than to the national interest." So Nero would round up the Christians, he would arrest them. If they denied their faith, he would let them go. If they were unwilling to deny their faith, they were put to death in barbaric ways. The historians tell us that some of the Christians were sewn up in the hides of animals and then thrown to the hungry dogs. Others were covered with wax or tar and then burned like human torches. Other Christians were crucified, and many of these occurred during parties that Nero threw. And we know that, again, there were countless martyrs. We don't know the number, into the thousands certainly, that were martyred. And that's what we honor today, these first martyrs of the Church of Rome. And these martyrdoms would continue until about the year 300. In the year 312, Constantine came into power. He became a Christian, and he put an end to these persecutions against the Christians. These martyrdoms really were the, as Tertullian once wrote, the seed of the faith was watered by the blood of the martyrs. He said the blood of the martyrs is the seed of the faith, that the blood of these Christians watered the city of Rome, and from that the church began to grow and to flourish. As you know, persecution never stops the church. It only makes it grow stronger because people see the heroic witness of these Christians. They're inspired. They want to become Christian as well. And the church grows more rapidly under times of persecution. Then when we look today throughout the world, there are places where it's still illegal to be a Christian. And we would have hoped that these times of persecution would be in the past. But as you know, Christians and Catholics are being persecuted throughout the world in many, many countries. So we need to pray for them, encourage them by our prayers and thoughts, and to remember them. Because again, in many places, Christians are suffering terrible persecution and martyrdom even daily. And so when we think of these first martyrs of the Church of Rome, we think of the words of that beautiful hymn, "Faith of Our Fathers, Living Still in Spite of Dungeon, Fire and Sword." Oh, how our hearts are filled with joy as we think of those glorious words, "Faith of Our Fathers." I'll now give you a blessing with the relics of Saints Peter and Paul. I didn't have a chance to bring them yesterday, but I did bring today the relics of all 12 apostles, including Saint Matthias, who replaced Judas, and the relics here of Peter and Paul. So I'll give you a blessing now with these relics of these two great saints, and I'll leave these in the back of church for you to venerate and take a look at the relics of the 12 apostles and Saint Paul. Through the intercession of Saints Peter and Paul, may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.